As I mentioned earlier, I made meatballs, and they are tasty. And the fact I've just snacked on two of them has made me remind me that I really want to share the recipe. So, this is Leslie's meatball recipe. Now, this is good with pasta, spaghetti, you know, that kind of thing. Nice tomato sauce is also good. What you do is you get about a pound of pork mince meat, some sage, I use these little garlic bulbs where they're like really small garlic bulbs, but there's no actual individual cloves. It's probably about 1.5 bulbs of regular sized garlic, maybe 2 if they're like, you know, small. Salt and pepper, garlic oil, and decent bit of chorizo. I usually use 2 pieces which are about the length of my middle finger, maybe a bit longer depending on how sort of generous I want to be. The tip is of the chorizo, not too much, but not sort of too little. I'd rather have a little bit over than under. What you do is you put the sage, the salt and pepper, and the garlic into a Magic Mix. You blitz it for a couple of seconds until the sage is completely shredded and the garlic is nice and sort of finely kind of, basically until it coats the sides. You then add the chorizo, blitz it again, and ideally you want to get all the garlic off the sides, so, you know, use one of the spatulary things. Then when the chorizo is not sort of, we're not talking like completely and utterly sort of minced to death here, but you don't want it lumpy. There's a very fine line again, usually sort of until it starts kind of collecting at the bottom. Then you put in your pork mince. I usually add a bit of garlic oil at this point just for a bit of flavour, maybe a bit of extra salt and pepper. Blitz it until it basically combines, and it'll take a couple of minutes because, you know, it's quite a lot in the Magic Mix by this point. But when it does, the meat will start to change sort of almost consistency, and it will really properly mix together, and it's really nice. Now, this amount of meat, I made 75 really small meatballs. I'd rather make small ones because I find that, you know, you want bite-sized ones. So basically, my idea of small is one that's about the size of the nail on your thumb. You know, not too big, not too little, and really bite-sized, munchable. I can get 2 bites out of that, basically. And I have a big thumb, by the way, just, you know, FYI. You then put them on some greaseproof paper on a tray, cover the tray in a little bit of garlic oil just for flavour's sake, put them all on there. Ideally, if you should be able to make enough to put all the meatballs on one tray, if you're me and you really are good at saving space. You can put a bit of extra garlic oil on the top if you want. You can do a bit of salt and pepper, but they should be pretty well seasoned from the chorizo, because remember, chorizo has all different kinds of lovely spiciness in it. And also, you don't need too much oil on the bottom because the chorizo by nature practically leaks delicious fat. So, you know. Anyway, bung it in the oven. I think we had it on about 150. And just keep an eye on them. It shouldn't take too long to cook because they are quite small. When they're cold, try a couple just to make sure they taste good. Very important, that is. Let them cool. Bag them up. Bung them in the freezer. I usually do about 10 for one meal. And then you just chuck them into whatever kind of nice pastry dish you're having. Stick them in the sauce just to reheat. Then mix in the pasta and off you go. Nom. Enjoy.